USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Cities in Ukraine are being bombarded as Russia continues invading. Ukrainian President Zelensky has ordered a full military mobilization in response to the invasion. President Biden has announced tougher sanctions on Russia, saying of President Putin,
"This was never about a genuine security concerns on their part. It was always about naked aggression, about Putin's desire for empire by any means necessary."
White House Deputy National Security Advisor Dolly Singh says the sanctions placed on Russia are probably the strongest ever imposed, but there are carve-outs, including trying to keep Russian oil on the market to prevent gas price spikes.
Russia depends on those revenues just as much as the world needs its energy, but we're not going to do anything which causes an unintended disruption to the flow of energy as the global economic recovery is still underway.
This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Washington is preparing for the arrival of a convoy of truckers protesting COVID-19 restrictions, including one group that is set to drive en masse from California to the nation's capital. The People's Convoy, which is calling for the immediate lifting of the national emergency declared in response to COVID-19, left Southern California on Wednesday and will travel through states such as Texas, Oklahoma, and Maryland before their planned arrival in the D.C. Beltway on the evening of Saturday, March 5th. Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the 2020 killing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The start of baseball season could be delayed.
Major League Baseball has stated they will begin canceling regular season games if the league and Major League Baseball Players Association can't come to terms on a new collective bargaining agreement by Monday. The games will not be made up and players would not be paid full season salaries. Major League Baseball said a deadline is a deadline. Missed games are missed games and salaries will absolutely not be paid for those games. It is the first time Major League Baseball has publicly said it would shorten the season if a new deal isn't reached by the deadline. Citing health concerns, the league said it wants about 4 weeks of spring training, hence its Monday deadline. Opening day was initially scheduled for March 31st. The sides remain far apart on a new agreement. The union is likely to pull expanded playoffs off the table if players can't be paid for a full season salary. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Conservatives are gathering in Orlando, Florida.
Roughly 20,000 Republicans will convention through Sunday as the Conservative Political Action Conference gets underway. The four-day gathering will feature discussions with titles like Fire Fauci and the Moron in Chief. State Representative Chip LaMarca says it's a chance for people to get fired up about the direction of the Republican Party and upcoming elections. President Trump is this year's headline speaker. Also on the lectern, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.